Good morning.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Got a lot to get to here this hour. Going to start off here in these first couple segments talking with Dave Hoffman. He's a recruitment coordinator with the Office of Admissions with Kansas State University Vet Med. He's talking Rocks Summer Camp registration. Dave, good to have you on.
Brandon, thanks for having me on this morning.
Let me turn your mic on. There we go.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
Appreciate that. We got word of this summer camp here. It's called ROCKS. It's kind of an acronym, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It stands for the Recruitment and Outreach Club of Kansas State. It's made up of current veterinary medicine students that have a passion for recruitment, for outreach, and being able to connect with individuals across the entire spectrum that have an interest, a dream, and a desire to one day become a veterinarian, and to be able to connect them with the resources, with the programming, with the advice and the guidance for them to be able to be a competitive applicant for a selective program for veterinary medicine, especially here at Kansas State University.
Well, this is the second year, as we were talking beforehand, this is the second year of the camp. So obviously, you must have had some success with it last year to bring it back.
Absolutely. And with everything that we do, we're always looking for ways to be able to improve. In its inaugural year last summer, we had the opportunity to do 3 day-long camps for elementary and grade school students, for middle school students, and then for high school and college students, all at varying degrees of curriculum. So that way we could really be able to reach out to all of those different populations. But this year, one of the most significant adjustments has been the fact that our high school and college age group is actually going to be a weekend-long experience. So they check in with us on Friday, and then through the weekend, all the way up to kind of a little mini commencement on Sunday, that there will be very immersive experiences related directly to veterinary medicine, even a handful of workshops on how they can be able to tinker with a personal statement, mock interviews, because many of the selective veterinary medicine programs across the United States that are fully accredited, like ours, have an application and an interview process. So it's all of these additional programs that really help them in terms of shaping a competitive application for a veterinary medicine program. And we're expanding with the amount of sponsorships that we've had, with the funding and with the support for this. We feel that it's, in terms of the cost of attending the camp, that it's incredibly affordable for the opportunities that the students get to participate in. And we actually have partial and full scholarships for each of the 3 sessions. We're offering 2 full and 3 partial scholarships, and the deadline for filling out that scholarship application is actually tomorrow, June 15th, by 11:59 p.m. So we were incredibly successful in its inaugural year, and we want to continue to be able to build upon the success of providing all of these different students with an immersive experience in terms of our nationally recognized veterinary medicine program right here in Manhattan.
That the scholarship applications include like an essay, something like that?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So if you're an interested applicant, you fill out the camp registration form, you send in payment, and then you can send that scholarship application our direction. We'll have the next couple of weeks to be able to review all of those scholarship applications, and we will reach out to those that we feel have a solid scholarship application to be able to then reimburse them for the camp registration payment that they sent in. And again, that scholarship application is due tomorrow, June 15th, by 11:59 p.m. You register, pay, and then submit that scholarship application, and we'll be in touch within the next couple of weeks regarding those full and partial scholarships.
It sounds great with the different levels of opportunities here. You have the high school level, and then middle school and even elementary level kids going to be able to partake in this. And maybe kind of explain what the different levels we'll be doing here this during the camp?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. So starting off with the elementary and grade school students is that we'll be bringing them in, and we're fortunate enough to be able to, with a couple of different programs, have one of our faculty over in the Veterinary Health Center that focuses on cardiology to be able to dive a little further in depth in terms of one of the most specific areas within veterinary medicine. And so throughout both the elementary and the middle school camps, there will be plenty of opportunity for hands-on experiences, working with a variety of diagrams, looking at radiographs, and being able to identify different abnormalities that may exist within a variety of different patients. And then as it kind of gears up towards the high school and college group, that's where there's going to be sessions focusing on equine medicine, food animal medicine, small companion animal research, just because with NBAF and with Pat Roberts Hall, that research and development is an incredibly unique opportunity available to vet med students here at K-State because of the resources that we have here in Manhattan. Additionally, there's even an exotics animal unit for zoo and other exotic animal pets that folks happen to have. I'm reminded of approximately 3 years ago when we had Zelda the ferret in for a pacemaker procedure. And so learning about all of those different components with hands-on immersive experiences, we will have our veterinary nurses, we will have professors and clinicians, and then the camp counselors themselves are these veterinary medicine students. And so those that have made it within the program, have been successful, and have a passion for connecting with others will be the counselors that will be leading all of these different groups of students. So there'll be plenty of hands-on experiences working with students, staff, and faculty across the entire spectrum within the College of Veterinary Medicine.
I imagine a lot of the high school level kids, they're probably, if they're going to participate in this camp, they have a pretty good idea that this is something they want to do. For the lower levels here, this may be just kind of planting the seed, isn't it?
That's exactly it. And that's one of our greatest challenges, but it's one of the most rewarding ones as well, is to be able to get out and about in the community. And for us within the Office of Admissions, it's not just communicating with those students that know they want to go into veterinary medicine, but it's also connecting with those individuals that maybe have a passion for the medical field. They like working with animals and people. They like their science classes. They love asking their teacher lots of questions. And it's being able to go out and about into the community to encourage those students, whether they're in elementary or middle school, to be able to connect with the opportunities available in veterinary medicine. And this could be an opportunity, whether it's one of our counselors, one of our clinicians, or our faculty, that with one of these individuals that attends these camps, especially with the grade and the middle school students, is that we could have an individual that is one of the very first people in their lives that says, you can absolutely be a veterinarian, and here's what you can do to work towards accomplishing that goal or accomplishing that dream. That for several of the students, they've probably known that they've wanted to be a veterinarian since they were 3 or 4 years old. But for a handful of these students, this camp, participating in this event, could be that very first opportunity where somebody tells them, yes, you can do this, and here are the steps that you can take to be able to be a competitive applicant for a selective program, and the steps that they can take to be able to achieve that dream, that goal, that aspiration of becoming a veterinarian.
Again, we're speaking with Dave Hoffman. He's a recruitment coordinator here with the Office of Admissions, Kansas State University VetMed Rocks Summer Camp registration. The summer camp is coming up in early August here, August 2nd through the 4th, it looks like. And registration is underway now, correctly?
Yes, that is correct. So registration is underway, and we'll actually accept applications all the way up to the week before the camps start. So the high school and college camp will run from Friday, August 2nd to Sunday, August 4th. Our grade and elementary school camp will be on Monday, August 5th, and our middle school camp will be on Tuesday, August 6th. And if they go to the admissions page on the K-State VetMed website. On the right-hand side, there's a link to be able to go to the registration page for that camp, which has additional information about full and partial scholarships that are available, as well as what the schedule looks like for the day, and our contact information in case they have any questions.
All right. I think we have a caller. I might have you put the headphones on here. Good morning. You're on In Focus. How can we help you?
Yes, it's so good that you're giving the folks an advance notice on the kinds of animals that they're wanting to raise. I know our goats, the 8-year-olds online say that if you restrict them to grass only, they don't eat grass. They eat weeds, and they'll end up with the grass diet of having worms. And then on the parrots that I used to raise, one of them died, and in the autopsy they said, well, the yeast got in the lungs because you're feeding them monkey chow. Well, who would know? I'm so glad that you're bringing the kids in and giving them some kind of a heads up about the animals in their future. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're looking so forward to being able to help introduce all of these individuals to various areas of specialty within veterinary medicine, because I think that's one of the, again, greatest challenges, in addition to getting out and about into the community, is to also educate these students on all of the different directions that a degree in veterinary medicine can take them, whether it's doing research or whether it's teaching pathobiology, looking into small companion animal medicine, large food, protein, and livestock animal medicine, and being able to not only interact with a variety of patients that we'll have as a part of the camp, but also the clinicians, the faculty, those that are teaching the students in the professional program will also be on hand to connect with our grade school, middle school, high school, and then college students.
All right. Let's take a quick time out. We'll be back with more on this summer camp through KSU VetMed. Speaking with Dave Hoffman here after this on News Radio KMAN.